Elsewhere, Saudi jets have launched fresh airstrikes on Yemen, leaving more deaths and destruction in the Arab country. The latest attack targeted a market in Saada province. At least 25 people were killed and one person was injured in the bombing. The casualties include women and children. Earlier, the Yemeni army, backed by Ansar Allah fighters, attacked Saudi forces inside the kingdom. A Saudi soldier was shot dead by a Yemeni sniper fire in the Asir region. The attack was in retaliation for Saudi Arabia's relentless bombardments of Yemen, which began in March 2015. Over 12,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed since then. Director of Shafaghna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Ms. Catherine Shakhtam, joins us now from the British capital, London. Ms. Shakhtam, welcome to the program. Give us your thoughts on the continued bombardment of Yemen by the Saudis, as we see the number of civilians being killed is on the rise now.
Well, since the international community has done a very poor job at actually denouncing the many war crimes that the Saudis have committed, what they're doing is actually pushing forward and committing even more atrocities. I mean, now they're targeting directly women and children. They're not even hiding anymore, or even pretending that, you know, they have legitimate targets and that civilians are actually just, you know, collateral damage. What they're doing is actually now openly targeting civilians so that they could inflict, you know, the maximum damage and hopefully pain onto the Yemeni people. And again, I mean, this is beyond despicable, because we know this. And, you know, one could argue, actually, when the resistance movement is actually conducting operations in the Asir province and the southern regions of Saudi Arabia, that actually what they're trying to do is liberate those territories, because we have to remember that this is actual Yemeni land that Saudi Arabia took away, you know, several decades ago. And the fact that those provinces found themselves under occupation, Saudi occupation, doesn't make it less Yemeni. So it's very interesting how mainstream is very keen to portray this as an infringement on Saudi Arabia's sovereignty, when they're not willing to recognize that, you know, Yemen's sovereignty was breached first, and that actually, you know, this war now has set up a new war, which is the war of liberation of those provinces. You know, we tend to forget that those tribes actually have pledged allegiance to Sayyid al-Malik al-Houthi ages ago, a couple of years ago, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, one could argue that what you're seeing today is actually, you know, a military operation for the liberation of those provinces, and that, therefore, Saudi Arabia has no right whatsoever to stand on this land, no more than it has a right to target civilians, you know, in Saada or any other places in Yemen, for that matter.
Ms. Shakhtam, why can't the United Nations stop the Saudi bombardment on Yemen? Is it lack of will? Is it complacency? What is it?
I think there's a lot of disinterest when it comes to Yemen, because we have to understand that when it comes to the Middle East, I think that the people, mainstream, and this entire complex that is the military complex, has gotten used to, you know, cheap blood and look upon the entirety of the Middle East as something that is a war theater, and that people have been dehumanized to the point where their blood doesn't mean anything. So there's a lot of this. And then second of all, you have to understand too that the United Nations has been bought a long time ago and is being, you know, bankrolled by Saudi Arabia. Therefore, you have to, you know, question the independence, objectivity of this institution. And I know that they tend and pretend, you know, to be this international, you know, banner for liberty, democracy, and freedom and human rights, but actually they're not. Because everything that the United Nations has done has been to protect, condone, and actually architect, you know, this war against Yemen, this humanitarian blockade against Yemen, you know, helping for millions of people to be put into harm's way and actually starve to death. So again, you can't really look at the UN and ask for help, because they're the one, you know, enabling Saudi Arabia. They're the one manning that blockade. And it's because of the United Nations that children are dying today every 5 minutes. You know, children are dying because of the United Nations. So enough with the hypocrisy, you know, enough with the United Nations crying, you know, over, you know, war crimes and so-called human rights violations, because they're not doing their job properly anyway.
Thank you very much, Director of Shafaghna Institute for Middle Eastern Studies, Catherine Shakhtam, joining us from London.